The next question will begin with Mike Thomas. In light of the current administration's priorities to balance the budget, it's apparent that health and human services programs will be severely affected. We focus on one area tonight, and that's mental health. Statistics show that 1 in 4 people has a mental health disorder. It's also noted that 45% of Outagamie County jail inmates have a mental disorder. In order to build a strong, healthy community, how will you go about preserving the services that address prevention, treatment, and support of individuals with mental health needs in this tight budget?
Thank you very much. Very good question. It's one of my personal priorities as far as when you prioritize things. It's public safety and health and human services. How a culture and a government is judged, how they treat their young, how they treat their old, and the people that can't take care of themselves. Now, having said that, it's a priority. How you do it is a separate thing. The state has not been very gracious to us as far as giving us money in some of the underfunded mandates that we've had in the health and human services area. I think a lot of supervisors on the board realize that. I was on health and human services for 8 years. I realize that very, very greatly, that they just, and they're cutting it further and further. The cuts are going to be coming. I think that you have to take a look at doing something a little bit different. We cooperate right now, most of you may or may not know, with a lot of private sector not-for-profits like Lutheran Social Services and Levin. We actually have a county employee at Levin that helps with the situation over there to bring patients in. So we need to do more of that in the community to utilize the private sector, Project Promise, these other areas that are very much more cost-effective than trying to do it totally as a county with an ever-shrinking revenue stream. I would entertain a whole bunch of different things that we can take a look at with the committee as far as how can we do this. We also have to start with analyzing our programs on a yearly basis and are they being effective. In the private sector, you call that zero-based budgeting. You start with a clean piece of paper each time and just don't add on to programs. We need to take a look at our programs to see if they are effective. Work with the committees and as a county executive, budget appropriately, because these funds are going to be cut and we have to prioritize which ones we want to keep.
Thank you. Mr. Jack Boyd.
Thank you. The current budget has roughly about 40% of your tax dollars that you pay as a county resident towards mental and physical services for the county. But certainly, at the senior level, certainly Brewster your village, and I support that program wholeheartedly. I think that senior citizens have paid for that service for the past number of years that they deserve to have that continue as a service for this community. As for the younger generation and younger people, there are a lot of younger kids that these days have depression, and I think we need to work with schools to work out situations that will improve their state and life as well. Certainly, it is a big problem in our community of various mental health programs that need to be enhanced as well as to be reviewed and to work as a partner with nonprofits and to work with both federal and state agencies to avoid severe cuts in this area. I know they're probably coming, but your question doesn't really say what administration you're talking about at the federal level or state level, but certainly we're all part of a three-legged stool. We're from the federal, the state, and also the local area. We always have to be concerned about these areas that are in need for our community. And certainly I would be supportive of looking at ideas to work on ideas to provide better services for this area and for our county residents.
Thank you. Mr. Charles Kramer.
I think it's very important to have some really key, knowledgeable people in the leadership of these programs that really understand where the money's coming, where it's going. I don't think the executive's going to have the knowledge of how to run this program. This is going to be a tough program. This is a tough situation here. I think we need to work with the Health and Human Services Committee, those key people, and maybe part of our situation we can solve this is maybe alternatives to incarceration. Maybe that's a way of reducing some of the expense. Not 100% sure, but I think the key is going to be having the right people in the key positions in this program. Thank you.
Thank you. Answer.
Charlie, I'm 100% sure that it's alternatives to incarceration. One of the reasons, the main reason that I ran for county board to begin with was dealing with a mental health court. I wanted to see that approved. I was on a committee working to initiate the drug court, knowing that our next step will be that mental health court, and that's where we're going right now. I also rejected, and I very seldom reject studies, but I voted down a study for a new jail. And we're just talking a study, because they refused to add a treatment part, a component to that study. And I will continue to reject that. There's no reason why, if we're going to look at the possibility of ever building a new jail, there's no reason why we should not include that treatment segment to it. Rock County right now has different pods with their jail where they do have that treatment, and that is very, very important. And I embrace alternatives to incarceration. One thing I'm worried about, too, is our jail, our little jail that we have right now, becoming the next Winnebago. Everybody is able to buy themselves out. Everybody who can function can pay for the GPS if they're qualified to do so. But if you cannot function enough to pay for it, you sit there in jail. So I'm curious as to why we're doing that right now. Why are we paying $50 a day to keep that person in jail when we as a county could then be paying $17 a day to put them on GPS if they're qualified to do that? Right now, people are buying themselves out, and our jail is going to become the next Winnebago, and that really does concern me. I've been working with the DA's office. I chaired Fox City's Advisory Council, where we brought in first-time offenders, and we worked with them as to keeping them out of the judicial system, and that made a big difference, too, on saving money. But we can save a lot of dollars through alternatives in incarceration, and I'm the person that's going to help with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike Marston?
Well, I understand that this is a very serious situation. However, one thing that I want to make clear to you, that a county executive, one thing a county executive needs, and that's a sense of humor, you better have it. It says statistics say here that one in four people has a mental health disorder, and I'm looking around and trying to pick you up. It's kind of a difficult task. But absolutely imperative that we do more with less. There are all kinds of programs. The federal government has a list of programs. The state government has a list of programs. And then the county chooses to have their own. And so many of these programs overlap one another. We have to take advantage of the private sector in regards to this area. There are churches. There are other community organizations, the civic organizations, the Kiwanis Club, the Rotary. All of those people are interested in helping if they understand what the problem is and what the need is. There's been an excellent volunteer program at our jails in order to work with prisoners into a system. And I believe that if we're going to make this thing work with the limited amount of money we have to take advantage of those volunteers and also to consolidate some of those programs so that we're not providing additional people working on the very same issue. And there's been a lot of that going on, and that can be corrected.
Thank you. Tom Nelson?
I think in order to answer that question, I think you have to ask yourself, how did we get to this position where you have a statistic, 45% have mental health disorder, but also why there are so many untreated mental health disorders in our country, in our society. I think a big reason why for too long, we've had a problem with insurance companies, that they refuse to treat a mental health disorder the same reason, in the same way that you have a physical ailment. One of my proudest accomplishments in my 6 years in the Assembly was passing for the first time, and it took the legislature 12 years to do this, was to pass the mental health parity law. What this law will do is it will force insurance companies to cover not just physical ailments, but mental health disorders. And I think the reason why we have this problem, I think the reason why this question was asked, is for too long, those cases, those type of disorders have been neglected. I think that we are just beginning to reap the fruits of the labor of that legislation, because looking 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, it's my hope that we're not going to have the statistic. And a big reason why we're not going to have the statistic is because we will have revolutionized the approach that insurance companies take to these type of disorders. Now, that's 5 or 10 years down the road. What are we doing right now? We know that there are a lot of problems. We know that in this current administration in Madison, that they're talking about, in some cases, to opt out of the current Medicaid program. Now, in addition to putting 1 million people not having access to health care, the other problems that this would have would be one more obstacle to prevent Outagamie County from making sure that we receive our fair share of state dollars. That's important because those dollars don't come from Madison and Dane County. It starts right here in Outagamie County. So the next county executive has to fight tooth and nail to make sure we get our fair share of those resources so that we can continue to serve these individuals that have these problems.
Thank you.